I'm just going to speak to you all as a teacher at Southwest and maybe address a couple things that were brought up. One is, it's true that we don't have any classes on conflict resolution, but I know that many teachers, and it's not to speak for all of them, but many teachers do try to talk about things like conflict resolution, diversity, respect for different cultures, and try to model that in their classroom. It's not a four-credit class, and it's not the specific content area, but please know that that is an issue that many teachers try to address within their classrooms. I would also say that I've been teaching since 1992. This is not to scare anyone more, but the woman over here who said it should have been resolved in a short amount of time. I've been teaching since 1992. In all those years, many, many fights that I've witnessed and been a part of breaking up or calming. I've never seen anything like this one, because it was not something you just, here are the two fighters or here are the six fighters, and let's just get them apart and stand in between them, and kids sort of disperse, and then you go and you get those kids isolated, and then you start working on the conflict resolution. And a lot of us, I don't know if it's our whole student body that was in that lunchroom played a role, whether they were swinging punches or not. They were running back and forth, they were laughing and chasing, they were egging it on, whether they were, and I'm sure there were many who weren't, and they were trying to get out and all that sort of stuff, but there were many, many students who I know and I talk to in my classrooms every day. And I don't know what I'd call it, but it was so different from the norm that when I was trying to communicate with those kids that I have great relationships with, it was like they had never seen me before, and I was unrecognizable. Because the excitement of it all was way beyond anything I could interrupt. We just continually, all the different adults that were able to come down, it was something different. That's not to make you more scared. The whole time I was thinking, This is out of control. I didn't feel like it was irreconcilable. It felt strange that it was taking so long. I was mostly frustrated with the kids that weren't fighting, to be honest with you. So I know your parents, and you can get as far
That's
as you can
not
with
fair.
Your family, but
locked
it's
them
that
in.
Phone and that video, and we got
to
get it on video.
They were
and I've got
to
see
audience.
It, and I've got to be the one who posted. I wonder how many, I don't even know the terminology, how many likes I can get that my video got the most publicity. And that just eggs everybody on. So this was something I've never seen.
Okay, I'm going to go here, and there.
Sorry,
Brian, I got it.
I'm just going to follow up by saying that, again, with like it should have been resolved immediately. I agree that proactivity, we could certainly question, and in the future maybe think about how to, when we know kids are talking about fighting, maybe they don't go to the lunchroom. We can be proactive that way. Maybe that's something we can learn.
If you do.
But
I don't need it.
We got 150 adults in the building. And of those 150, almost all of them are teaching classes, including during lunch, because the lunches are split. So we're talking about 20 adults, maybe?
We have over 200 staff people. But they are mainly teaching.
Right, and so it's not like we couldn't even bring all of our adults to bear, because they are responsible for their classroom. So we're talking about deans, administrators, and teachers who are on their prep or on lunch who hear enough and they say, I'm going to go down there and try to help. It was very different.
That's exactly, I think, why this is different. And that's the culture aspect of the school that I'm not really jazzed about, because if students know that there is no consequence to an action, they're going to jump on that. They're going to get involved. More of this is going to happen. Things are going to pop up, more fights, because there is no consequence. So I would like to know, what action, what message, and again, it's around culture, right? What message are you sending to the kids that are fighting? Because if you had called me and my son went in and fought, I would expect my child to be home. I would expect him to be suspended from school and take a vacation because he isn't following the rules.
That's right.
And he's disrupting every other student in this school who's trying to learn. And it shouldn't be the punitive for the mass, it should be the punitive for the individual. Now, I'm all about giving them tools in a preventive way, but every action needs a consequence.
Well, it's not because, as we know, we're given, and we're not at liberty to tell you what exactly they were for kids, but they, consequences were given. And more importantly, when kids come back, what is the remit? What is, how do we bring kids back into this community?
Because you're sending a message to everybody, right? And so whatever action you take for the kids that were involved, and whatever action you take for the masses, that's messaging the culture that you're creating. And I don't think, I've heard from a couple of parents that that culture is not what we're interested in.
Okay, so I have a young lady up here, and then here and here.
I'm a sophomore here, actually, and I was in the lunch with the fights we're in, and so far the aftermath has actually been more disruptive in the classrooms overall than the actual fight was.
Yep.
And overall, the teachers, in all of my classes at least, the students have tried to talk to the teachers. We've been asking the teachers every day, can we discuss these fights, and what has been happening with the fights, and none of the teachers want to discuss it. They say that this is not a topic that they're going to talk upon, and it's something, and it's not, they're not saying what are the details of it, they're saying they want to talk about the things that happened, they want to talk it through with the teachers, and the things that the students are feeling about, and all the teachers are shutting students down and telling them we don't have that, that's not the
And as far as the video goes, I'm the mother who gets the videos as they're going down in the lunchroom. Those videos actually are, from my perspective, I've been on student councils now for the last 9 years. These videos are helping me support the teachers in the atmosphere that they're being forced to have to work in. I can name 5 teachers right now in different schools that are in permanent disability now because of having to come in between fights. And it's an atmosphere that the district is fueling with this one chance, two chance, three chance, four chance. I'm from the South. There were no chances. End of story. And if more people thought there was an end of the story, you might not have ended up with the mob mentality. You might have had those questionable kids thinking maybe I don't want to join it. But those videos are what's going to make me as a parent stand up and tell people that you as teachers do not get paid enough to stand up and get in the middle of this when your district is cutting your police liaison budgets in half.
Okay, I'm gonna take, I'm trying my best to facilitate so I hear people. Okay, here, and then I have a parent over here too.
So I'll try to take off my teacher hat since I also am a resident teacher here.